So within the Metapiece team, all of our decisions are made by consensus. That's true in our teams, it's true in our office collective, it's true at the core community level, which is our version of a board of directors. So it becomes a really important piece of all of our training. We certainly go a lot deeper with it in the step two training and much deeper in our step three training, which is for our international teams. But we introduce the concept in the step one training, which is our basic 8-hour training. And really, what we focus on, because consensus, I think, is one of those words that means so many different things to different people. And so, really, in the basic training, that's what we focus on, is helping people to grasp that different people are going to use that word slightly differently. And so it's important when you're working with a new group to find out what their definition is and what it means. For us, it is really about the process. It's a decision-making process where, because everyone's voice is heard and everyone feels heard, we can come to a solution or a resolution that everybody can live with. That doesn't always mean it's everybody's favorite decision. In the best case scenario, it is, but it's something where people feel safe and feel their voices were heard and their concerns were either met or at least alleviated, and so that they can go along with the decision. One of the things that is challenging when you're on a peace team in the field is that you don't have a lot of time to make decisions. So one of the things we will often do is we'll introduce the consensus process, and if there's time, we may do a role play where we practice a longer version, but then we move into something called quick decisions, which is basically giving people a minute, 2 minutes to make a decision based on a real life scenario that we have encountered in the streets or in the field. And that kind of gives people the chance to experiment with how to modify consensus to use it in a practical way in a hurry. It also gives people a chance to think about things like hand signals and ways to make the consensus process go faster. The biggest piece of it in the training, though, is really just encouraging people to speak up and have their voices heard, to think about the fact that in a consensus decision making, there is the responsibility to listen to everyone and to hear their voices, but I also have a responsibility to speak up and make my voice heard. We talked earlier about community norms, and one of the things we'll often say is, if you have a need, say it out loud. So then, when we're talking about consensus in the training, we can go back to that example to say, if you have a need, say it out loud. And it's important in a consensus process to own our needs. If I'm afraid of getting arrested, it's not the time to talk about how I'm afraid about my friend getting arrested. And so we can use the training as a chance for people to find some safe space to do that.